Chapter 6. We love what we do.
We will play the roles of the speakers in the conversation. Here are what we will do. First, we will listen carefully to the speaker read the conversation. Second, we will repeat the conversation after the speaker, sentence by sentence. Then, in groups, we will play the roles of the speakers in the conversation. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Mutia.
Today, we are going to learn about job and profession. Benny, what does your father do?
My father is a farmer. He plants and grows rice.
That's great. How about you, Dayu? What does your father do?
He is a teacher. He teaches mathematics in junior high school.
That is wonderful. Lisa, how about your mother? What does she do?
She's a housewife. She takes a good care of us and our house.
That's excellent. What does your mother do, Udin?
She's a surgeon. She performs operation on her patients.
That is excellent. How about you, Edo? What do you do?
I'm a student.
That's good. Now, do you want to know what your other friend's parents do?
Yes, we do. We will work in groups. We will complete the table related to job and profession based on the conversation above. Here are what we will do. First, we will study the example carefully. Second, we will copy the table in our notebook. Third, we will discuss the right information to complete the table. Then, we will complete the table based on the result of our discussion. We will talk about people's jobs or professions. We will spell the words and use the punctuation marks correctly. We will say the words loudly, clearly, and correctly. If we have any problems, we will go to our teacher for help.
Number 1. Friend's name, Benny. Questions. Benny, what does your father do? Answers. My father is a farmer. He plants and grows rice. Number 2. Friend's name, Dayu. Questions. How about you, Dayu? What does your father do? Answers. He is a teacher. He teaches mathematics in junior high school. Number 3. Friend's name, Lisa. Questions. Answers. Number 4. Friend's name, Udin. Questions. Answers. Number 5. Friend's name, Edo. Questions. Answers.
We will work in groups. We will go around in the classroom and ask 5 of our friends about their father's and mother's profession and what they do in their jobs. Here are what we will do. First, we will study the example carefully. Second, every one of us will copy the table to our notebook. Third, We will go around the classroom and ask 5 of our friends information related to their parents' profession. Then, every one of us will complete the table based on the information we get.
Number 1. Friend's name. Questions. Benny, what does your father do? How about your mother? What does she do? Answers. My father is a farmer. He plants and grows rice. My mother is a housewife. She takes a good care of us. Number 2. Friend's name. Questions. Answers. Number 3. Friend's name. Questions. Answers. Number 4. Friend's name. Questions. Answers. Number 5. Friend's name. Questions. Answers. Number 6. Friend's name. Questions. Answers. Number 7. Friend's name. Questions. Answers. Number 8. Friend's name. Questions. Answers. Number 9. Friend's name. Questions. Answers. Number 10. Friend's name. Questions. Answers. Number 11. Friend's name. Questions. Answers. Number 12. Friend's name. Questions. Answers.
We will work in groups. We are going to present the information we got from our friends related to their parents' professions. We will present it without reading our note. Here are what we will do. First, we will study the example on how to make a presentation. Second, in our group, we will distribute the information to present who will present which part. Then, every one of us will practice to present the information in our group without reading our note.
We have asked 5 of our friends about their parents' professions. Benny's father is a farmer. He plants and grows rice. His mother is a housewife. She takes a good care of Benny and her family.
We will work in groups to reflect on our learning. We will discuss what we have learned.
Now we know to ask about someone's job or profession. We ask, what do? What does? Now we know to state someone's job or profession. We say, I am a, I, he is a, he, she is a, she.
We will play the roles of the speakers in the conversation. Here are what we will do. First, we will listen carefully to the speaker reading the conversation. Second, we will repeat the conversation after the speaker sentence by sentence. Then, in groups, we will play the roles of the speakers in the conversation.
Good morning, Benny.
Good morning, Siti. How are you today?
I'm doing very well.
You arrive very early. Do you arrive early every day?
Yes, I do. I always come to school early. I always leave home at 6. I don't want to be late. Benny, why do you clean the classroom by yourself?
Dayu is not here. She's late.
Don't worry. I will help you clean the classroom.
Thank you, Siti. You always help other people.
You are welcome, Benny. Let's study together again tomorrow.
Do you study every day?
Yes, I do. I always study every day.
That's why you always get good grades. You always study every day.
I do, and I enjoy it.
Lisa, let's jog tomorrow morning.
What time?
At 6 a.m.
Okay. Do you always jog every weekend?
Not only on weekend, I usually jog 3 times a week.
That's why you always look very fit.
Thank you. Okay, I'll be at your house at 6 a.m. tomorrow. See you.
See you, Edo. Guys, let's go to the park this weekend.
That sounds a good idea.
I love the park. I always go there every afternoon.
I'll go with you, guys. Edo, will you join us? Of course I will. Benny, let's go to school early tomorrow so we can study together before the English test. I'm sorry I can't. I help my mom wash the dishes before I go to school. Do you always help your mother every morning? Yes, I do. I always help my mom whenever I can. That's great. Hey, let's study together this afternoon. We don't need to wait until tomorrow. Yes, sure, that's a good idea.
We will work in groups. We will make a list of the statements related to the habits of the people in the conversations. Here are what we will do. First, we will study the example carefully. Second, we will copy the table in our notebook. Third, we will discuss the right statements to complete the table. Then, we will complete the table based on the result of our discussion.
Number 1. Answers. I always arrive at school early. Number 2. Answers. Number 3. Answers. Number 4. Answers. Number 5. Answers.
We will work in groups. We will go around in the classroom and ask 5 of our friends for questions related to their habits. Here are what we will do. First, we will study the example below carefully. Second, every one of us, we will copy the table to our notebook. Third, we will go around in the classroom and ask 5 of our friends for questions about their habits. We will use the questions from the conversations. Then, every one of us will complete the table based on the information we get.
Number 1. Friend's name. Questions. Do you arrive at school early every day? Answers. Yes, I do. I always leave home at 6 a.m. Friend's name. Questions. Do you study every day? Answers. Yes, I do. I study every day. Friend's name. Questions. Do you always jog every weekend? Answers. No, I don't. I don't always jog every day. Friend's name. Questions. Do you always help your mother every morning? Answers. Number 2. Friend's name. Questions. Answers.